Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rebbe Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yevamos Daf Mem Beis, the fourth parak Halchos Bimto. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara learns from a brisa that if chalitza was improperly done within 3 months of the husband's death, the Yevama must wait 3 months from the husband's death before remarrying. The Gemara asks why this is different in the case of a get. For Rav says, a woman must wait 3 months, Mishas Nesina, from the time of the giving of the get, and Shmuel said Mishas Ksiva, from the time of the writing of the get. Rashi explains that even though the husband did not have Yichud with his wife after the time of the writing of the get, for that would result in a get Yoshan, an old get, nevertheless, Rav requires her to wait 3 months after the giving. So too, he should require to wait 3 months from the time of the chalitza. Rava answers that even Rav would agree that in the case of chalitza, 3 months are counted from the husband's death based on the Kal v'Chomer. Iser karas hitarta, iser lav v'kol shekein. If you permitted the yavam, it was previously forbidden to the yavam of Ainus Akaris, to take her in yibam 3 months after the husband's death, then Kal v'Chomer, a new husband who was previously forbidden to her based on a love that prohibits the yavama to marry until she does chalitza, should be permitted to marry her 3 months after her husband's death. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that all women must wait 3 months after their previous marriage before entering Erisin or Nisuan. The Gemara asks that while it's necessary for a Yavama to wait 3 months to determine if she's pregnant so that the Yavam will not come to sin, what harm is there if it turns out a woman is pregnant from a previous husband? Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that it says in the Parsha of Bris Milah, to be a God to you and to your offspring after you. Rashi explains that the Shekhinah will only dwell in those whose yichus can be traced to his father. Postponing a marriage 3 months will clarify if the child is born from the first marriage or not. Rav challenged this reason, for it was taught in a brisa that a ger and Gioris, who were previously married and converted, must wait 3 months after the conversion before having relations so that we can determine if the child was born before or after the conversion. Why is this necessary, since it's the same man and woman? The Gemara answers that it is necessary to distinguish between offspring that was conceived with Kedusha and offspring that was not. Rava brings a different explanation for the decree of waiting 3 months. And point number three, the Gemara asks why a man may not marry a pregnant woman, since there's no confusion as to who the father is. After the first few explanations are rejected, the Gemara answers, Stamu uberes l'manika kaima. The average pregnant woman eventually becomes a nursing woman, and the Rabbanim were concerned that she might become pregnant while nursing and the milk will sour, which will lead to the infant's death. The Gemara explains that a husband is not prevented from having relations with his pregnant wife because the child can be fed with eggs and milk. In the case of marrying a woman already pregnant, he might not be willing to pay for the eggs and milk, and the wife will not go and claim support from her first husband's estate. Abaya explains, Isha Boshe Levola Vastin, Varega says, Benah. A woman is embarrassed to go to Vastin to claim support, and this can cause her child to die in hunger. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara learns from a brisa that if chalitza was improperly done within 3 months of the husband's death, the Yavama must wait 3 months from the husband's death before remarrying. The Gemara asks why this is different in the case of a get. For Rav says, a woman must wait 3 months, Mishas Nesina, from the time of the giving of the get, and Shmuel said Mishas Ksiva, from the time of the writing of the get. Rashi explains that even though the husband did not have Yichud with his wife after the time of the writing of the get, for that would result in a get Yoshan, an old get, nevertheless, Rav requires her to wait 3 months after the giving. So too, he should require to wait 3 months from the time of the chalitza. Rav answers that even Rav would agree that in the case of chalitza, 3 months are counted from the husband's death based on the Kal v'Chomer. Iser karas hitarta, iser lav v'kol shekein. If you permitted the yavam, it was previously forbidden to the yavam of Ainus Akaris, to take her in yibam 3 months after the husband's death, then Kal v'Chomer, a new husband who was previously forbidden to her based on a love that prohibits the yavama to marry until she does chalitza, should be permitted to marry her 3 months after her husband's death. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that all women must wait 3 months after their previous marriage before entering Erisin or Nisuan. The Gemara asks that while it's necessary for a Yavama to wait 3 months to determine if she's pregnant so that the Yavam will not come to sin, what harm is there if it turns out a woman is pregnant from a previous husband? Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that it says in the Parsha of Bris Milah, to be a God to you and to your offspring after you. Rashi explains that the Shekhinah will only dwell in those whose yichus can be traced to his father. Postponing a marriage 3 months will clarify if the child is born from the first marriage or not. Rav challenged this reason, for it was taught in a brisa that a ger and Gioris, who were previously married and converted, must wait 3 months after the conversion before having relations so that we can determine if the child was born before or after the conversion. Why is this necessary, since it's the same man and woman? The Gemara answers that it is necessary to distinguish between offspring that was conceived with Kedusha and offspring that was not. Rabbah brings a different explanation for the decree of waiting 3 months. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks why a man may not marry a pregnant woman, since there's no confusion as to who the father is. After the first few explanations are rejected, the Gemara answers, Stamu uberzo manika kaima. The average pregnant woman eventually becomes a nursing woman, and the Rabbanim were concerned that she might become pregnant while nursing and the milk will sour, which will lead to the infant's death. The Gemara explains that a husband is not prevented from having relations with his pregnant wife because the child can be fed with eggs and milk. In the case of marrying a woman already pregnant, he might not be willing to pay for the eggs and milk, and the wife will not go and claim support from her first husband's estate. Abaya explains, Isha Bosha Lavova Basin, Loregas has been up. A woman is embarrassed to go to Basin to claim support, and this can cause her child to die in hunger. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Mem base, and our standard Simmon is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster who was fuming when he was told he'd have to wait 3 months from the time one woman was given her get before he could marry her, or 3 months after the previous marriage of another woman to determine the yichus of the child, blew his top when he was told he wasn't even permitted to marry a third woman because she was pregnant. Once again, slow motion. The mobster, that must mean we're in Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who was fuming when he was told he'd have to wait 3 months from the time one woman was given her get before he could marry her, which reminds us, Rav explains that even though Rav holds that a woman must wait 3 months to remarry from the time of the giving of her get and not from the time of the writing, Rav would agree that in the case of a chalitza, 3 months are counted from the husband's death based on the Kal Vachomer. Issachar sitarte isser love lokol shekain. If you permitted the Yavam, who was previously forbidden to the Yavama by an Issacharis, to take her in Yibam 3 months after her husband's death, then Kal Vachomer, a new husband who was previously forbidden to her based on a love that prohibits the Yavama to marry until after she does chalitza, should be permitted to marry her 3 months after the husband's death. So the mobster who was fuming when he was told he had to wait 3 months from the time one woman was given her get before he could marry her, or 3 months after the previous marriage of another woman to determine the yichus of the child, which reminds us, the Mishnah say that all women must wait 3 months after the previous marriage before entering Erison or Nisuan. The Gemara asks that while it's necessary for a Yavama to wait 3 months to determine if she's pregnant so that the Yavam will not come to sin, what harm is there if it turns out a woman is pregnant from her previous husband? Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that it says in the Parsha Bris Milah, to be a God to you and to your offspring after you. Rashi explains that the Shekhinah will only dwell on those whose yichus can be traced to his father. Postponing a marriage 3 months will clarify if the child is from the first marriage or not. So the mobster was fuming when he was told he'd have to wait 3 months from the time one woman was given her get before he could marry her, or 3 months after the previous marriage of another woman to determine the yichus of the child, blew his top when he was told he wasn't even permitted to marry a third woman because she was pregnant. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks why a man may not marry a pregnant woman since there's no confusion as to who the father is. After the first few explanations are rejected, the Gemara answers, Stamu uberes l'manika kaima. The average pregnant woman eventually becomes a nursing woman, and the Rabbanim were concerned that she might become pregnant while nursing and the milk will sour, which will lead to the infant's death. So once again, the mobster who was fuming when he was told he'd have to wait 3 months from the time one woman was given her get before he could marry her, or 3 months after the previous marriage of another woman to determine the yichus of the child, blew his top when he was told he wasn't even permitted to marry a third woman because she was pregnant. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichwish, and you have a great day and great learning.